With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Wholesale price increases fell in May.
The producer price index declined 0.2% from April to May after rising 0.5% the month before. Measured from a year earlier, wholesale prices were up 2.2% in May. It's the latest sign that inflation pressures in the United States may be easing as the Federal Reserve considers a timetable for cutting interest rates. The producer price index can provide an early read on where consumer inflation is headed.
Correspondent Jeremy House, the wholesale figures released a day after the government reported that consumer inflation eased in May for a second straight month. The number of Americans filing for jobless benefits jumped to the highest level in 10 months last week. Another possible sign the labor market is loosening under the weight of high interest rates. Applications for the week ending June 8th rose by 13,000 to 242,000, according to the Labor Department. Also at SRNNews.com, a tropical disturbance has brought a rare flash flood emergency to much of southern Florida. In an interview, Miami-Dade County Mayor Daniela Levine-Cava says the county is working to pump water out of flooded streets, but urges residents not to try to drive on them.
We're advising people, please stay home if you possibly can, and do not go wandering into flooded waters. You just do not know what's under that water, and especially if there's power lines down, which we know a lot of power is out, 10,000 customers approximately in Miami-Dade. So we want people to just stay off the roads. But we are pumping, and we also have our emergency vehicles on the ready.
Cava spoke to WPLG. The Dow is dropping 237 points. The NASDAQ down 4. This is SRN News. British politicians are urged to support marriage.
National elections take place in the United Kingdom in about 3 weeks, and the Marriage Foundation is urging the candidates to say something about the decline of matrimony in the country. Less than half of all adults in the UK get married these days, and the social consequences are piling up. The foundation says political parties should make marriage promotion part of their platforms and talk about it on the stump. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A Tennessee judge has ordered a conservative media organization to appear in court over publishing details from allegedly leaked documents about a 2023 shooting at an Asheville Christian school. Star News Digital Media is accused of violating a court order. The company denies the charges and is suing to get more records of the case released. The transgender shooter murdered 3 children and 3 adults in the assault at Covenant, a private Christian school. This is SRN News. Correspondent Ed Donahue reports on a spike in vandalism at EV charging stations.
Thieves have been targeting EV charging stations to steal the cables, which contain copper wiring. Priyanka Sharath drives a Tesla.
Vandalizing happens everywhere, so I think it's a thing we have to get used to.
For owners, it's stressful to look for another charging station. It is stressful for Anthony Lampkin's company, Electrify America.
We're seeing our cables being cut at specific locations.
You can probably get between $15 and $20 per cable.
Houston Police Sergeant Robert Carson says cutting up cable in search of copper may be a disappointment.
There's not that much cable or copper in them.
But Carson says when these thieves hit, they hit pretty hard, taking multiple cables. I'm Ed Donahue.
Sony Pictures Entertainment has acquired theater chain Alamo Drafthouse Cinema. Alamo Drafthouse has 35 locations in North America. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.